Welcome back to the All Out NRL Fantasy
Podcast. Expelliarmus!
Wow. Welcome back, boys. We got Zesty Tupanua in the building for everyone who's watching. It's good to see.
Yes, sir.
I love the hat.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome
thank
back.
Thank you. My magic round, what would you call them? Dreadlocks, I'd say.
It's been braided. It's normally more.
Yeah, braided and everything.
Yeah, wow.
It looks special.
We're in a magical mood this evening, aren't we?
Well, boys, it is magic round, as we said yesterday. Mick and I did discuss it a little bit, but it's a little bit less magical with all the injuries about this week. We've seen, we posted a list of the injuries on our Instagram just a couple of hours ago maybe, and it is struggle street for some coaches, but there's some good news with TLT this week, which we'll get into, fellas. All out team though, boys, we did pretty badly like we did, like Mick and I said yesterday. We have Bateman, Cleary, probably Hines out, who's been named, Tommy Trbojevic injured, Chan not named, Salmon just being mid, and a whole lot of issues. But
we've got 17 as it is. If Nick goes out, then we go to 16.
Yep.
So
yep.
But
yep.
We'll definitely be making trades this week anyway. So yeah. It's all good.
Let's get into it, boys. Magic round, Raiders, Bulldogs to start us off on the Friday night, not Thursday night, Friday night this week. Jordan Rapana's back, fellas, which means Chevy Stewart, if you picked up him, he is out.
That is so annoying because I think so many people held him hoping after what Ricky Stewart said, gave us a bit of hope that he'd come back.
Yeah.
And he just lied.
He lied. And he also plays the first bye round, which would have been handy for those that held on to him, but he is gone. Ethan Strange has been picked again. I'd be holding him now. Dor, would you be holding him if you still got him?
Yeah, definitely be holding Strange. And then big KO Weeks. I think he's got a break even of negative 12 this week.
Definitely one to get in.
Could be chippy of the week. Early doors there. Doggies, Salmon keeps a spot, which is good, even though Preston's back. Look, I wouldn't be playing him. I'd be keeping him for the bye round for sure. But definitely wouldn't be playing him in your 17 this week if you can.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's going to be pretty grim this week for most coaches. Even with trades, like some teams I think are still going to struggle to field a full 17. So I think I'd be looping him if you can.
Yeah,
he could go well. But they're basically the Dogs are the same 17 as last week.
Yeah, so. Nothing really to report there. But for the Broncos Manly game, the other game on Friday night, Kua has the fullback spot over Garrick, who we've all got pretty much, which would have been lovely news. But Kua's 458K. Is he a cheeky purchase here at centre wing fullback?
He had a period last year where he was like making so much money. And I think it was because he was playing a bit of fullback. I need to have a look at him.
He definitely, in that period at the back end of last year, he was unbelievable at the back. Definitely don't be selling Garrick as well after that poor performance.
Got shifted to the wing.
Yeah.
They didn't go down inside like barely at all in the whole game. It was a tough watch.
Cool's break even was 29, 458K.
I'm looking at his stats as well at fullback last year, and his scores were 77, 110, 49, and 57.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely went well.
Yeah.
And what we reported last week, boys, is come to fruition. Ola Kawatu starting second rower, and Waddell has now gone back to the bench. So I think if you've still got
goodbye.
Waddell, unless it's emergency.
Play court.
Where is it? Is it this one? I hope it is.
At least he made a little bit of money for everyone.
No, yes. It's this one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
See ya, bruh.
This is the first time I've been part of the soundboard. It's an honour.
Time for Waddell to go. He's for those that kept him, I mean, he did okay for you, but Vince, you got him.
I think he made about like 70K or something, so it's like whatever.
Yeah.
Move on with our life.
Yeah, that's it.
Another second row for the Broncos, Brennan Piacora. Now, I hope he can crack double digits this week. After a performance of 8 last week and a couple of missed tackles.
I recall myself saying, I think it might have been in the story, I said, just hold him. He's going to be a stud. He's got about 12 and 8 or something after that. So I apologize for that.
At least you're keeping yourself accountable.
Yeah, he will be back. He will be.
He will be back.
My only issue with Piacora is he went off for Jack Goskweski.
Go who? Kajewski.
Whatever.
Kajewski.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my issue for him. He only had 50 minutes or so last week.
It wasn't good. He's missing too many tackles is the main thing. And then just I think without Reynolds as well, it might be a bit of a struggle. But Madden's back this week, so that could help. But Josh Rogers did quite well last week for the 1 week stint.
Flat's bored.
I'm pretty sure Flat's got Josh Rogers in, even though I told him that he's probably going to be dropped this week for Jock Madden. But no, he was actually the Broncos players player last week, Josh really Rogers. Obviously, Billy Walters, as I posted today as well, he's out.
Blake Moser on the bench.
Yeah, Blake Moser comes onto the bench and Smoothie starting.
Yeah.
He's the next big thing.
The next big thing, yeah.
I just need some justice for Ben, Big Ben Takura. Yeah, get him on the bench.
Justice for Ben.
No, he's gone. Ben Takura's injured. Oh, he's got out for the season, unfortunately. And then Tristan Saylor did his syndesmosis. Both him and Takura in Q Cup. So they're both, I think Saylor's out for 6 to 8 weeks and Takura's gone for the season. So
So magical round, is it?
No, it's not.
No, it's magical injury round.
Yeah, this first game on Saturday's hysterical.
Heal our players.
Titans Knights. Now this Titans spine is hysterical.
It is special.
Keanu Keeney, Chris Randall, Sam Verrill, two hookers playing.
I am very keen on this Titans spine.
And Aaron Clark, who is the hooker. It's just laughable.
This is ridiculous.
Two hookers in the halves, and then a lock at hooker.
If the Titans can win on the weekend, fair play.
No, literally.
It's just fair play, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do over the Knights.
Feel very sorry for them, though. You know, they obviously held on to win there, but they lost obviously four players in the game last week. What Smith Shields, Dunny's Peck, I think Brimson with a groin, Foran with a hamstring, and then Sammy as well with a hamstring. Look, just quickly, it's so saddening about Kieran Foran's hamstring. I was so keen to gloat after telling everyone in the buy, hold, sell last week that Foran was a great option. He absolutely killed it. I think he was like 50-something odd fantasy points.
Yeah,
and then did his hamstring, and unfortunately, I don't think he's will be out long term. We haven't got any news yet, but yeah. And then Brimson as well.
Yeah, we're going to need a new fish.
Yeah. Sadly, Salmon is not the fish, obviously. And now Brim's not the fish.
No.
And Bateman, who's a bit related to fishing as well, not the fish either.
If there's any food or something that out there that the. That
we'll try and think of something.
We need one, all out fans.
But everything else is pretty much the same chord for the Titans.
A real worry here for the Knights, though, is that KPP has been named on the bench again after one of the journos said that he's back starting after a week of rest.
Late mail for that one, I reckon.
Yeah,
late mail potentially. Wasn't Frizzell injured?
There was Frizzell, Gagai and Best are all, I think, under a bit of doubt with injuries or concerns. So I wouldn't be surprised if potentially KPP comes in and starts late, but I think he's still a hold regardless of him being on the bench.
Agreed.
Sharkies at Roosters, the second game on Saturday. Nico Hines has been named, but I would be waiting for the late mail for him and not relying on him playing because there is a good chance that he will not be playing. Right door from the mail that we've got.
Yeah. Well, he didn't. He basically barely trained at all today. He did gym and then he basically just walked around the training field, so didn't really do much at all.
Yeah. Well, Ben's just said Trindle's been named in the 22 jersey. It's good news for Akko though, because he's going to get another week regardless if either Hines or Trindle doesn't play, I reckon, because he was just absolutely elite last week.
He was special.
Would you say he's one of the cheapies of the week this week?
I wouldn't say he is, purely because Trindle's just hovering around here. Mm. Apparently there's a delay in evidence in his case or something like that.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
quite bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. So it could disappear. That's the thing. So it could be like Trindle could be out again. But look, I think they've got to run with Adko with how he's played.
-11 break even. You know, he played really well last week.
I'd probably say, he's probably second or third and cheapie of the week. Probably second, I think, behind Weeks.
Brendan Smith's back for the Roosters for those that held him, which means Connor Watson goes back to the bench. Disappointing news for Connor Watson. He's been really good. Angus Crichton, Benson and I said it very early on when he was 400K.
Wow, what a clip that was.
He's now 800K. Like, we could have called it from a mile away.
I literally said in the clip, I was like, he used to be 800K. I used to captain him frequently. If I just listened to myself and captained him every week, I would have been fine.
Oh, you would have been, buddy.
I'd be
on
laughing.
The moon, Benz.
I'd be number one in the world.
One of the more intriguing options this week is Dominic Young at 556K, break even of -12. We'll play the first bye. Is
one
he
of the
one that
special
we're
first
at?
Half performances?
Yeah, it was great. But my only worry is that he's just not going to do that every week, and he's just going to have an off game again. And we're just going to go back to the normal 20, 30 points that we see from Dom Young every now and then. So
I think he's like a good option for overall players, but head-to-head, it's very risky.
It's so risky, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The has such a good start. But the thing is, like, they obviously got a really good matchup, tough matchup this week against Cronulla. So I think the Roosters draw actually opens up a bit after this weekend. So it could be one to potentially, like, you could get this week for like the coming weeks where the Roosters obviously get some.
Yeah, they got the Sharks, Cows, and then they have a bye, I think.
They play around 13.
No, they got they Sharks, Raiders, then Cowboys in round 13. They have round 14 bye, and then they've got Eels, Bulldogs, Tigers, Dragons, then bye in round 19.
Yeah, so it's a nice draw. It's a nice
look at
draw.
That Eels, Bulldogs, Tigers, Dragons. All I'm seeing is points.
Yeah.
He's scoring
and lots
pies.
Of them. But another thing as well, Cord, with the Roosters is Joey Manu is out.
Gonski.
Is not playing. So that is a big blow, I guess, because I was potentially looking at him to get into my side with that draw, as well as just being an absolute gun in that wing fullback center position. So, and good news for Tyrrell May owners. He had a decent, I think, 40-odd minute
He's
stint.
Back.
Don't bring him up.
No. Well, I'm just saying if he held, that's all. I'm holding till the round 13 bye. So I was laughing. I was loving the performance.
Yeah, I mean, if for those that held on to him, congratulations to you. You took the risk and it's sort of paid off. Yeah. Rabbits, Cowboys. These Cowboys stink at the moment. AJ's back. This is the battle of the mid this round almost. There's some mid matchups. But
like the worst defense against the worst defense, pretty much.
Mm. I mean, it could be good for fantasy and drinky.
Yes. Yummy.
Trell Mitt. He's going to cook this week.
AJ's back for the Rabbits, which means Deion Taipa also. Is it Taipa? Taper?
Taupa.
Taupa.
Yeah. Go with Taupa, I think.
Jackie Wyden remains at centre. For those that were thinking about him moving into the halves, he's back there. For the Cows, Fino Fuiaki's still in the bench, is it?
Yeah, he's still on the bench.
He's still on the bench.
McKaylee back to the bench.
Yeah. That hurts a little bit.
He was doing well at the start as well, but he just got no minutes at the end of the game.
Yeah.
He should still go be all right. He should be good for around 30 points. Still got some more money to make, definitely, so I wouldn't be stressing too much with McKaylee.
We were going to get Drinkwater last week, who was at 703 or 706K. He's now 670K. So he's definitely one to look at for the buy round option as well. Not really much else to touch on for those two teams either, boys.
Jacob Gagai is back.
Oh, the Gags.
Break even of one. So it could be a potential cheapy.
If you held on to Gagai this whole
potential
time.
Potential cheapy
you're
option.
You're probably not doing well.
Yeah, you're
probably
not doing
well. No. Avoid.
Waz, Panthers. Now, Shaun Johnson's out, which is huge news again. So the top three halves in NRL fantasy are out. Good luck to the coaches that either have two of those or all three of those. But CNK moves into the halves. It's good for CNK if you have him, I think. I'd rather him at half than fullback, I reckon.
I'm keen to see how he goes. Yeah. And hopefully Tamara Martin steps up a little bit as well at a halfback.
Mm.
Agreed. Yeah, I think it will be interesting to see how they go. The rest of the forward pack's pretty much how it was last week. AFB, again, showing his try-scoring prowess
continues
there.
Continues to cook, doesn't
crossed
he?
Crossed over again.
Really, man.
Cord
really
is just
me.
Laughing at the moment. Just a beautiful trade-in a couple of weeks ago, and he's just been gobbling.
Jack Cole has got a shot partnering Luai in the halves with Brad Schneider and Nathan Cleary out. Do we have any news, Dor, about how long Schneider's out for?
That's a good question. If you can talk about something, give me like five let's have a look minute at or something, I can potentially have a look. I'm pretty sure I've got it here somewhere.
Right.
I just need to find it.
Cole is 230K, so it's your basement price. If Brad Schneider's out, I believe he copped an injury exactly how Atkinson got that given that penalty off that Harry Grant hit. So I'm not sure how long he's out for. Dill might have it here, but Cole could be an interesting option if he can keep that spot for 3 to 4 weeks. Scott Sorensen has been included in the wider squad, so could make a return for those that jumped on Flatley's pot of the week a couple of weeks ago that ended up poorly.
Diabolical.
Somewhere between 2 weeks to 2 months.
Okay, so
for Schneider.
I'm having a little look at Luai's stats at halfback. Not that they're that reliable. They're from 2021 and before that. But it doesn't look very good. It looks like he's averaging about 35 odd, just on first glance. So interesting option for sure. But he has that opportunity to prove his price tag for the Tigers this week. So he could step up.
Yeah, big time.
One to keep an eye on.
And Taigo's back for those that are Otungo. He's back this week for the Panthers.
Lukey Gardner's been killing it.
He has been killing it, hasn't he?
At second row. Another 80-plus performance. He has been gobbling.
He's doing really well.
But, yeah, obviously, like you said, Cord Sorensen being named there on that extended bench or the reserves is definitely one to look at, because I think I'm probably going to go out on a limb here and probably say Sorensen will be back next week, I reckon.
Yeah, I'd also be keeping tabs on Targo. His break even is still really high, just around that 80, but he was 743K just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I'd say after this week, if he has a good score, he's definitely one to pick up in the next few weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Fa'alogo for the Storm only registered 19 on the weekend. Quite disappointing for those that got him in for the injured Ryan Papenhuyzen. Now, Pappy's back in, what, 3 weeks, so I wouldn't be getting him in at all anymore, would you?
No. You had to get him last week.
Yeah. And not really much else to talk on for the Storm.
Other than about Wishart.
Wishart, yeah.
Good option this week.
Yeah. He had a great performance, but look, I'd just like to see him pass the ball a bit more. I think he got told to basically just come out there
and a lot.
Run the ball a lot. Like, God, he was good, but I just wanted to see him pass a bit more. But the thing with Wishart is as well that you got to look out for. I think Hughes will be back probably next week from injury. So
good news for D-bags owners. No Mitch Moses this week. And Tulagi still gets the fullback spot. Gutho Dore, I think he's out for another 2 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Gutho's out for another 2-3 weeks. Tulagi.
I'd be very careful of him against the Storm. And he also did score a double, bit misleading.
Yeah.
He's also, with Tulagi though, they've got, like, it's pretty similar to the Dom Young situation, obviously a lot cheaper, but they've got a good run of games coming up as well, Parramatta. Rabbitohs, the Sharks is a bit of a toughie, but then Bulldogs as well. So there's a couple of good matchups there for Tulagi to do very well. And plays around 13 by, of course.
Does play around 13 by, yeah. Not much else to talk about for those two. We got Ryan Madison in for the Eels last week. Got the second row jersey again, but Bryce Cartwright's been named this week, which is a bit of a killer.
It's a bit of a...
Avoid Eels forwards from now on, seriously. Yeah,
I don't really want to harp on about, like, scores of late, but just the weather that we've experienced for the fixtures the last couple of weeks has really hampered fantasy scoring.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully we at Suncorp this weekend we can get some good weather for Magic Round.
Yeah. I'm hearing rain Friday and Saturday maybe...
Well, yeah, they're playing Sunday, so hopefully it's a nice dry surface and Maddo goes for about 20 offloads.
Yeah. Now, Tigers-Dolphins rounds out Magic Round. There's going to be no Fuller for the Dolphins, but there is the hammer back this week from injury. Really disappointing for Trey Fuller. I thought he was really good, but obviously
he's
Wayne...
He's made some cash.
Yeah.
300K or something.
Wayne came out and said Hammer's their fullback, so fair enough. Fuller's done a really good job. But he'll be back for Origin period, Moni Dorwin.
Wayne Bennett said at a press conference today that he said that, obviously, like you said, that Hammer is the fullback. But with having someone like Trey Fuller there, he's definitely going to be looking at resting Hammer after Origin and utilizing Fuller, as well as obviously Fuller's going to play those bye rounds as well when Hammer's away on Origin camp. So in my opinion, Fuller is a hold until... Sure. The end of Origin, basically.
Yep. No IPAP and Bateman for the Tigers, which means Twile and Seyfarth get the starting lock and second row jerseys. We got Finu last week, really disappointing from Finu.
Yeah, he ended up in the centres because Stafford Toa got injured and then Bateman got injured. So obviously they're both not playing this week, I think. And then IPAP suspended. But hopefully Finu can keep his spot there in the second row because he should get around 40 points if he plays in that second row position. Alex Twell's one to look at, I think, at lock, considering Bateman's out for 6 to 8 weeks. The only issue is probably, I don't know, you're obviously taking a bit of a punt, hoping that he gets IPAP when he comes back after his suspension, goes into the second row, and Twell keeps his starting jersey. But... definitely one to look at.
Yeah, for sure, Dor. That's TLT, boys. Was there any quick buys that you can see just based off the team list? I'm looking at Cooler for sure.
Yeah, Cooler's definitely one to look at. I'm personally getting in weeks. I held off buying him a couple of weeks ago just to get him in first week after their bye. They play the bye round as well, so I'm getting in weeks this week.
Yeah, I know AFB looks like very reliable, especially during Origin period as well. But obviously, look at that round 13 buys. Everyone who plays a round 13 buy, have a look at that. Everyone's going to have money as well trading Cleary, so get anyone you want.
I think I was just going to say one player to look at potentially. He's not a buy yet, but potentially after the round 13 buy is one Damien Cook.
Ooh.
Damien Cook has dropped a lot of money. I think he's down into the 690. Yeah, 690K. I think he'll be ripe for the picking after the Origin period. You could potentially, if you just play head-to-head, go early, potentially this week against the Cowboys, because on the weekend, Mamazoulas and Cook were on the field at the same time. So I think with Hornby as that interim coach, I think that there's a chance that Cook starts to get back to those big minutes, big scores.
This could be like an Angus Crichton moment all over again. It could be 800K in a few
hopefully
weeks.
Hopefully,
let's see what happens. He's looking like a very good option.
Well, the boys are going to go through the whole buy, hold, sell and buys for the buys in the next buy, hold, sell podcast out on Wednesday. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, follow the Instagram. Benz, do your plug real quick and we'll leave it there.
Well, thankfully, we've added the shop feature on the Instagram so you can actually buy a hat a little bit easier if you would like to. We appreciate all the support as always, and that's all the plug is today.
Well done.
Thank you very
special.
Much.
We'll see you then.